Okay, so we are. I always want to say we're live, but that's not actually true. We are recording. Welcome, Caitlin and Tati. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I like how we waved.
My throat just got scratchy as soon as you said.
Okay.
I
All
said
right.
fine.
Hi. For the we yeah you guys have both been on the podcast multiple times before, but for any of our listeners who don't remember those episodes or who haven't listened to them yet, Caitlin and Tati are also both writers. We all write fiction. So today I thought it might be fun and it might be therapeutic to kind of go on a little rant about stories. And this I don't know. I thought this might be fun because then if you're not a writer, you can kind of get a glimpse into the chaos that is the world of writing. And if you are a writer, hopefully you can kind of commiserate with this episode and, let us know in the comments or in our DMs, like, hey, what is your experience of writing? Because we would love to have some more support, fellowship in the chaotic journey that is writing. So anyways, my question for you both today is, what is one way your story has changed unexpectedly?
Well, I was writing a nice little standalone novel. And then you asked me what happened with their parents that caused all of this stuff that they're dealing with. So I had a prequel and then a standalone story set 20 years later. And then that turned into a trilogy. And now it's a 7-book series.
Everyone can thank me later. It's a really, really good prequel. It's really good. I love these characters. So, yeah, I'm sorry to explode it in your face.
It's good for us. We get to
Yeah,
read more.
good for us. You get to live in the world more. That's kind of a plus, right?
I do. But yes, sometimes I wish that I could just kill all of the characters and be done with it, but that's not realistic for the plot.
Oh, it's harder to write book 6 when you killed everyone off in book 5.
Yeah. If I have no characters to carry the story, then I can't get to my favorite parts of the story.
Although I do get it where there's those moments where you're writing and you're in a different scene than what you want to be, and it's kind of like you just want to like stop where you're at and then just jump to the fun part and be like, we don't need to know what happened in between. There's a lot of plot and intrigue. We don't even need to know who's alive, but this person, important character that I want is alive. So let's just start here. Like, that's definitely.
Although sometimes you actually do need to know what happened in between.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes the important part is what they're healing from and not just the fact that they healed.
Yeah. Yeah. That is truth. That is truth. Tati, how about you? What's one way your story has exploded?
Pretty
Or changed?
similarly, usually when they when my characters like deviate from what I planned or imagine, they usually just show me more of the world or dynamics, and I'm just like, great, I don't have time to tell all your stories. I'll just put it in my list and like just wait your turn for when I come back to you. Because usually like that usually happens with short stories. So like I like short stories because they can experiment with one little moment or idea, but the character's always like, I have more things to tell, and I'm just like, okay, that's for later. That's for future me. For now. But then like, it just is in the back of my head now. And I'm just like, oh, I really want to work on those too. So
Are your short stories supposed to be novels and you just like keep like propagating them, like a bonsai tree where it's trying to grow into a big maple, but you just like keep cutting the roots and you're like, no, stay little, stay little.
what? I don't know yet. I feel like most of my short stories are just like little mini prequels, maybe to help me jump into the world. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, because Project Summer definitely feels like it has enough. Like, what was it, the little short story where the girl goes out for the summer with her godmother? I feel like that has novel potential. Like, it has very rom-com full, like, magical potential. But I don't know.
I'll
I'm not sure.
let you know when I find out.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's see. My stories have changed too because characters aren't always who I think they're going to be. Like, I feel like I have all these characters where I have it in my head. Like, I don't know. I had a villain character once where I was like, yeah, he's definitely a villain. And then he ended up becoming, I think he might be the protagonist. And he was just supposed to be a little side villain person. And now he's taking over the story completely. And I'm just kind of like, what just happened to you? Like, what? Like, so now I'm kind of scared because there's a couple characters, like Narn at the Step, which I've just started writing like a first draft of that, and I'm like just exploring her character deeper. And I was like, I don't know if she's going to end up being a good guy like I planned. Like, I think so, I hope so, but I was like, wouldn't that be just awful if like my villain turns out to be the good protagonist? And then my beautiful good protagonist like just has some really villainous moments, like maybe just, yeah, anyways,
I
like
feel like your characters introduce themselves to you as like, this is who I have to say I am for Jacqueline to write me, and then they show you who they really are.
like in Project Fairy Tale right now, where I'm like working with this pirate and this like this girl, and they're like, I had this idea in my head, like, look at them, they seem like great people to follow. And like now I just don't even, like, they're very distinct characters, right? Because it's like I can hear their voice very, very clearly and see like their body language very clearly when I'm writing scenes. I can't see the rest of the like the plot very well right now, but like it's good enough where I just can follow them, I think, and they'll turn out. But like I feel like they lie a lot to me. Like I feel like they're constantly like, oh yeah, no, this is fine, I have a good idea. And like as I'm writing the plot, I'm actually not sure what's just all what is it, like all boasting or all kind of like facade of a character. And then once you start writing deeper, you realize this character goes way deeper and they're kind of a mess. So I don't know, that's interesting. Okay. A follow-up question to all of that, our stories kind of explode in our faces. What is something good that has happened from this way your story has changed? Kaylin, it?
There's like the story is so much fuller. Like it is what it's supposed to be. It's not just what I'm trying to make it. Like I was trying to fit it into this box. It's just I will just write 100,000 words of this story, and that is all that anybody is ever gonna see, and it's fine, even though I've been working on it my whole life. But like it was never meant to fit in the box I'm trying to fit it in. It's like when a cat tries to sit in a Kleenex box that they could fit in when they were a kitten, and they don't fit anymore. And they crush the
Miscalculated.
box.
The tissue box nor the one novel is enough to fit us in it.
Like, this is not very comfortable.
I feel with your story too, from what I've seen so far of the new books, there's a lot of intense, really tough things that happen that would have been fun to ignore and just been like, yeah, this character's a little like she's kind of there have been problems in her life, you know? So now she's like this, but you know, that's just because of problems in her life that we're not gonna talk about too much. And I feel like now when you're like going back and you're writing all these different character perspectives, you actually have to dive into all of these really tough moments. But I think that's gonna be really good for like for everybody involved, because I feel like there are people who do go through those tough moments, so exploring those a little bit more closely, both the joy and the sorrow, like, and you know, the messed upness and the good response and the healing, like I think all of those things are gonna be really beautiful too in your
But
story.
also, like for me, diving into those things, usually the character healing like coincides with personal healing. It's like having to dig up things, like is also going to take me through that whole process with them.
Oh, it's gonna make even the healing more authentic too in that case.
And healing hurts, but it's important.
It's so true. Oh my gosh. I think that's been a theme this year. Healing hurts. But we do it anyways because But I do like it when you're like, sit still, little character. Just let me like heal you. And then you start to realize, like, oh, I'm talking to myself. Like,
Yes.
start to, like, it's not my character that it's annoying. It's me. Somebody said help. I've hit a deep part of my brain and I need to help myself. Like, writing is just so, I don't know. It's really interesting where it's like so wrapped up in conscious and subconscious, where it's like you're digging up stuff and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I just hit this part of my own brain too, where it's things you need to work through or think through or grow in or whatever it is.
We accidentally put so much of ourselves into our characters, and yet our characters are not ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't understand that, but I know that it's true.
Experientially, we have seen this to be the case.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful, wild world. Yeah, writing is weird. I try to explain this to other people too, where I'm like, my character just went and did something that they shouldn't have, and I don't know how to cope with it. And then they'll be like, just change it. And I'm like, if I change it, I will be lying to you. I will be lying
Yeah.
about what this character is that I see in my brain and what they're running around and doing. And like, it's not happy for any of us right now. Like, the character's making bad life choices. I'm upset about my poor plot line. Like, the listener's probably gonna be upset. Like, everything is a mess. But if I change like certain moments, it would be a lie. Like, I can polish it differently, but like core facts about this character, I feel like the characters come with package. Like, they come with what they do. I don't know. It's
And
crazy.
I think also, like, we have to, at least this is how it's been for me with one of my stories, Project Monster. I started working on this story 4 years ago in 2019. Yeah, like last week of April 2019. And it's we're now we're in 2023. So as I have evolved too, my characters have evolved with me, like in the sense that, like, you know, my main character was, I wrote her this way back then because this is like, I didn't have the experience that I did in these net new 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes our characters do change unexpectedly, but because we've worked on it for so long that we have also changed. So now we're putting in new, like our new beliefs or experiences in them subconsciously or consciously sometimes.
I like that. I think there are some stories and characters that you can't write. Like, sometimes I feel like I get an idea and I can't actually write it yet. Like, that's like my star story where I'm just like, I am not. Either I don't have the skill level that I need to pull off this format of a book, or I just don't have enough life experience in a certain area to like actually speak into a certain character's life for what they're going through. So I'm like, I either need more study or more life or, you know, just more time in the craft. But I think that's really beautiful, being like, as we grow, so do our characters and so do our stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What good has come? Like, what's some of the positives that comes from your story expanding?
Yeah, I guess same thing. When I do get to go back to those stories, I do get to learn more about these worlds and stuff. And it's always fun when you're learning about something. And then, like, the same thing is if, like, with Project Monster, I like the ideas do get better, you know, the more experience you have. And sometimes, like, the way things change, it's more fun. Or,
Yeah.
like Caitlin said, they feel more like the real story. So things just come a little bit more naturally, or it's not as hard to, like, sometimes I'll be trying to do this one scene that I really have in mind this way, and it takes me a long time. But then the minute I let go of those assumptions, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna do, like, what I'm inspired to do. And it flows so easily. And I'm just like, this is a great scene, way better than I had envisioned before. So there's that.
It's really hard to let go, though. I don't know, at least for me, where I'm like, stop it. Like, just come back and be what I, you know, especially I think you want to hit like, I don't know. I think for me, sometimes I can do this thing where I try to write the scene that readers want to read already a little bit, or that I
Yeah.
think will be more palatable to readers or more enjoyable to them. you know, like I have this kind of like image of either I want to fit in a certain genre or like I want to I don't know, just, yeah, appeal to readers. And I'm like, I think that sometimes I try to force my character into boxes that they don't want to go into because of that. And I think the good thing when it changes unexpectedly and I just kind of let it change, sometimes what happens is I was like, oh, this character is way more complex and just way more like a like an actual human being that is like has flesh and bone and like has a strong personality. And that scares me because I was like, now I feel like people actually can have feelings for this character, like they're a person, or like they might get irritated with them. They might like, it's so funny too, seeing different people read different stories and like one person will be like, I love this character, I feel bad. The person is like, I hate his guts, can you please kill him? And I'll be like, oh my gosh, like poor character, I should have just kept him quiet in the corner. Like he's like, now he's getting so much, like I don't know. But it is, I think that is good. I think that's actually a really good thing in terms of like, it does make it a really complex story then when you're able to like, you have different people love different characters, but they do feel real. It's just like who you connect with on a personality level. I think that is one good thing. It's like, yeah, the changing is, it's like, it makes them way more real and like way more fleshed out. And it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts before we wrap up our little conversation on the writing process?
Writing is fun,
right?
Yes. Even when it's hard.
Writing, I feel like it's like, that's what we're gonna say to lure people in, start writing your characters, and then once it explodes in your face, it was fun at one point. But no, it is fun, it is fun, and it is writing is fun. And you know, to anyone who hasn't started writing or hasn't written anything, one thing I would say is, if you are thinking about writing a book and you haven't yet, or you've started a book and you haven't gotten, like you haven't really kept up on it, I would suggest writing it, because I think even if your story isn't what you want it to be, or even if it isn't perfect, I feel like the process of writing does make you more into, like, it does help you grow an immense amount through like working through mm-hmm. things like this, you know, the unexpected things actually do help you work through things. So yeah. Fantastic. Thanks you guys so much for coming on and chatting about stories.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thanks to the listeners. I'll talk to you next time.